Another group that also lives in fear in today's Iraq, Christians. They've been specifically targeted and displaced by ISIS fighters across northern Iraq. While Iraqi Shia communities often have militias to defend their villages and the Kurds have their Peshmerga fighters, Iraqi Christians don't usually have standing defense forces. Now Christian leaders in northern Iraq are calling on young men to join the fight, as we hear in this report from Rebecca Collard.
Sirgan Hormis has an image of Jesus tattooed on one arm, and "Long Live the Iraqi Army" tattooed on the other. He got that one when he was 17, 5 years ago. "Now I'm disappointed," Sirgan says. He says he used to believe Iraq's National Army would protect Christians. But at the beginning of the summer, the army crumbled against ISIS in Mosul, leaving Christians, Turkmens, and Yazidis totally vulnerable. And then, in early August, Kurdish forces withdrew from the Christian villages of Alhamdaniya near Mosul, leaving thousands of civilians scrambling to escape. Over 100,000 Christians fled in a matter of days. That's why Sirgan joined some 2,000 other young Christian men who have signed up to fight.
Shia and Sunni, they have militias. And Kurds, they have a Peshmerga. But the Christians, they have just got.
That's Karam Hasu, a 30-year-old teacher from Alhamdaniya. He fled back in August.
"We don't trust anyone now. We want to protect ourselves by ourselves. Even the women, if they allow them, they will go. Yeah, because this is the last chance to keep our home. No, we don't want to go out of Iraq."
The Assyrian Democratic Movement, a Christian political party, is bringing the men together. The movement once waged an insurgency against Saddam Hussein, but it's more or less laid down its guns in recent years. Now, says spokesman Kaldu Orkana, they're looking to create special units for Christians in both the Kurdish Peshmerga and the Iraqi National Army.
"Because they didn't defeat ISIS in our lands. Neither Peshmerga and even the Iraqi army, they didn't protect us. I think they should accept our idea, and we can negotiate in this what will be the shape or the system of this unit."
Most of the Christians that fill the pews in this church in Erbil are refugees from Alhamdaniya, who fled as ISIS approached their villages.
"This broken trust is one of the issues that we are facing now."
Bashar Warda is the Archbishop of the Chaldean Church in Erbil. He's called on young men in his congregation to sign up and fight against the extremist Sunni militants. But he wants there to be a single force, an Iraqi army, not yet another band of sectarian fighters.
"No, it's defending Iraq. They have to have the idea and the attitude that they are for Iraq."
But defending Iraq from ISIS has proved a challenge for everyone. And even as they sign up and pray for help, few Christians have faith that any force in the country can protect them. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard, Erbil, Northern Iraq.